Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and before we get start off with the silliness of the day and having some fun, we need to pay attention to the snow that's coming, correct? You said we've got 4 to 7 inches, did you say?
Looks like the storm track is going to be heavier amounts to the south.
Okay.
So if you're in Stevens Point or Wisconsin Rapids, you're going to be on the heavier side of the 4 to 7.
Going to get a little snow.
I think Walsall's probably going to be in that 4 to 5 range. We're going to have Justin Lowe talking through all this. And the further north you go, if you're up, say, in Rhinelander or Tomahawk, you get an inch or two.
Okay. Well, it's been a long time since we've here in this particular area gotten hit that hard. I mean, it's been an inch or two here and there, and just enough to make things kind of slushy.
It's been cold, but it has not been a big winter for snowfall yet.
And the snowmobilers are loving this, because if I remember us yesterday, they were saying the snowmobile trails are looking kind of...
Yeah, especially in the Stevens Point, Portage County area, but they're going to get a lot today, so they'll be able to reopen,
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I was looking at the lake.
It's nice because you have somebody do your shoveling for you.
Yeah. Well, it's called a child. That's why we had, it's funny, we had this discussion. We were kidding around with her. My kid's 9. And we were kidding around with her a little bit about, hey, it's time for you to start paying rent. Time for you to, you know, you're almost hitting those double digits. You're going to have to start earning your keep around here. And she looked at me like, really? I said, no, I'm just kidding. I said, no, that won't happen until you're 18. And she goes, well, seriously? I said, oh, yeah. I said, now I'm serious about this. At 18, we're going to have this conversation again. And, yeah, if you're still living in the house, you're going to have to pay rent.
Well, not if she's going to school.
You're
not going to charge her rent if she's living at home and going to school.
I did. My parents
said, it out loud.
If you're going to stay here and you're going to go to college, then, yeah, you may. They also made me pay for my own education. My parents never paid a penny of my college tuition.
My mom and dad were not of the same mind on this. No. My mom thought that rent was appropriate. Like, I came home from college. I graduated. It took me a couple of months to find my first radio job.
Yeah.
My mom said that I should be paying.
You didn't have a job. Where were you going to get the money to pay?
And dad said, no, absolutely not. And my proposal was that if I had to pay rent, that I was going to live like a single person, that I wasn't going to hear about what time I had to be home or whatever. And that settled that down.
Well, now I agree with that. If the child is 18 years old, that's an adult.
Right.
And they're paying rent.
The bedroom might be rocking if I'm paying rent.
I don't want to hear. Yeah, oh, God. I don't want to hear that about
She's going to bring home Bubba at bar time. And what are you going to say?
well, no, that won't happen. But, you know, as far as, you know, when to come and go and so forth, no, that, you know, if they're paying rent, that's they're of age. But, bring on. No.
Oh, I can't wait for the next few years to watch you wiggle.
Shut up. I don't want to think about it. La, 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 la. I'm not listening to you. La, la, la. All right. So let's get down to the very important business. Today, of course, is January 14th, right?
Yes, it is.
January 14th. What does that mean? What is that demarcation?
I have no idea.
Well, you have 1 month.
Yes.
Or a day that men know is going to be a test.
Yes, that's
men,
correct.
This is a test, and you will be graded.
Yes. I thought I would run the flag up the flagpole early.
Oh.
We have 30 days, gentlemen, to begin preparing. Let's not wait until February 13th to run up to the Quickie Mart and buy, I don't know, a bottle of engine cleaner for.
And Valentine's Day this year falls on a Friday.
Oh, we are so hosed.
No. Fish fries are cheaper than steak dinners. It'll be cheaper this year.
Here you go, sweetheart. Here's a fish fry and a Manhattan or whatever I'm supposed to be drinking.
Dinty Moore hits up just fine in the microwave. Everyone loves it.
I had Dinty Moore last night, as a matter of fact. It was very tasty. Dinty Moore's good, man. And it's quick.
Please tell me you're kidding.
No, Diddy Moore beef stew. Diddy Moore beef stew is really good.
No, you actually eat that stuff?
Oh, I do, absolutely.
Don't you understand that there's two lines at the Diddy Moore factory?
Geez, here we go.
One can, they put the Diddy Moore label, and it goes out to the grocery stores as beef stew.
Uh-huh.
The other can, they wrap it, and it says Alpo, beef chunks dinner.
Well,
you have got to be kidding me.
All I know is I've eaten as good as some of the dogs in town there because I like Diddy Moore.
Dude, please tell me you're kidding about that. Okay, now you rail on me about some of the food that I eat, which, by the way, the meal I made last night, you would have a heart attack and die.
I would imagine.
I made. Do we have Outback Steakhouses up here?
Not here. We have some in Wisconsin. I think there's one in Appleton.
Are you familiar with the recipe they call Alice Springs Chicken?
No.
It's basically a chicken breast that is grilled.
Smothered in all kinds of unhealthy crap.
Like honey mustard, bacon, mushrooms, and cheese.
Okay.
Right? All right. I made this last night. I kind of came up with my own recipe of this last night.
Uh-huh.
The recipe calls that you cook the bacon, first of all, that you're going to put it on there.
Uh-huh.
And then
use the drippings.
Yes,
of course.
You brown the chicken in the bacon grease.
Of course you do.
Then you smother it in the honey mustard and all this stuff. It was incredible.
Fabulous.
Oh, it's it was. I was surprised how good it was. I actually was surprised how good it was.
Seth, your cardiologist is on line one.
I don't want to hear you say one thing about a cardiologist at all when you're eating crap out of a can. That
look,
oh my god.
Read the label, man. It's got beef, it's got potatoes, it's got carrots.
It's got chicken lips, it's
got
some kind of
chicken lips.
Some kind of beef nostril.
Do you have any canned items in your in your pantry at all?
Tuna.
That's it?
Tuna.
No soup?
Soup.
Okay.
Tomato soup, maybe some chicken or some cream of mushroom for recipes.
No soup to eat right out of the can, though.
No.
I side with Seth here.
You don't do that.
Tom
make your own soup.
Look, it's hoof. Look.
Yeah.
Hoof.
Oh, look, is this a nostril? I don't know what this is. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments. On deck is Mr. Justin Lowe of Newsline 9. We're going to find out what's happening with our weather.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.